Hello, and thank you for joining us. This is Christina Perez with Our Lady of Victory School, bringing you this week's installment of the Tip of the Week series. This week's topic is going to be catching up on schoolwork. And this is more or less going to be a topic that's following up on the April tip, which was working ahead in favorite subjects. Most parents will find that students have a favorite subject, and that's something that the students are going to want to capitalize on and get as far ahead as they like. For example, if your student enjoys history, they're just going to work their way through all their history lessons, which is a good thing, but at the same time, it can cause them to fall dreadfully behind in other subjects. So if you have encountered this and you have children who are all over the map in their subjects, that is to say, not on the exact same week in every subject, here's some things that you can do to help get them back on track. Number one of this game plan, continue to complete the daily math lesson. Always. I know this is something that I stress over and over, but it's for a reason, because if you discontinue math, you're going to get so far behind. So always maintain your math schedule, doing one math lesson every day. Second, discontinue the subject that is most ahead. So going back to our previous example, if your student is far ahead in history, let's say they're at the third quarter in history, but you're middle of second quarter and everything else, stop history. Put everything away. Don't work on it yet until you get caught up in your other subjects, which brings us to the next point. Dedicate one or more days per subject until all subjects are in the same place as the furthest subject. Again, using the example of history. So the game plan should be continue forward every day doing your math lesson. If you're ahead in history, and we'll do two, let's say you're ahead in history and literature, stop those two subjects and then focus a lot of energy on your religion, your grammar, spelling, and then maintaining that math schedule of your daily math lesson. So, to recap everything, to catch up on schoolwork, discontinue the subject that is most ahead, continue to complete your daily math lesson, and then dedicate one or more days per subject for the subjects where you're behind until you get everything to the same place as your furthest subject. That concludes our tip for this week. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope that it will help alleviate some of the stress involved with being all over the place in your various subjects. If you have any questions or any ideas on this tip, I'd love to hear from you. I can be reached at christina@olvs.org. That's christina@olvs.org. Thank you so much for listening. And as a reminder, Our Lady of Victory School is still continuing their free shipping promo this month. We've got 1 week left. The orders can be placed on our website, www.olvs.org, or they can be placed through calling the office, which is 208-773-7265. Again, the promo is May 2016, and it's a free shipping promo for all orders, $50 or more. I hope you can take advantage of that. Thank you so much for listening. God bless and happy homeschooling.